The new year is fast approaching. With that, new possibilities abound for your relationships. We'll talk about that with Dr. Joy Brown later in the hour, Ph.D. And then we have, before we get to her, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a Ph.D. and an M.D.
And a D.R.
And a D.R. So he'll have his update. A lot of things in the medical world news. There's always news from the medical world, so we'll touch on that. The video of the day today at DougStephan.com is a compilation from a number of listeners, different people who sent us short videos of their puppies opening up Christmas presents. So if you would like to really have, this sort of goes in the, we always love the dog stuff. We always, there are pictures
dogs,
of Facebook.
Dogs, babies, cats.
Today's Facebook stuff at DougStephan.com has a picture of Charlotte with a collar on that she's had for a couple of weeks. And I've just taken it off of her because it is negatively impacting the health of the skin under her neck. And plus the fact it's just driving her nuts. So she is not as, she doesn't look now as she did in the picture yesterday. Her in the car with my niece and her children, as they were driving around, she had Charlotte yesterday because I was in California. Just the picture, the look on her face is priceless. Plus a picture of me with my daughter in front of her Christmas tree. If you're interested in that sort of thing, your pictures as well. That's why we like these things, the dogs opening Christmas presents. You had the video, was it Monday or Tuesday of this week, the video of the dog with the 250 plastic bottles. And what the dog did with that, that's people love that sort of thing. So why not, right?
And it's good for the environment. It's recycling.
Yes. All right, so controversy involving Steve Martin. Steve said that he used to try jokes in clubs and adjust them based on the audience's feedback. Today, he says, I use a faster process. It's a, I use a button, write it down, and then I get lots of reactions. He was writing to explain himself after sending a tweet that by his own admission was quote-unquote unfortunate. You familiar with this controversy, Jen?
I heard about it. Yeah, I didn't know exactly what the tweet was, but some people said it was racist, right?
Well, he said, quote, to those who were offended, I offer a deep, sincere, humble apology without reservation. I feel I need to tell you the context and origin of the joke. And so you go back to last Friday when he invited people to ask him grammar questions on Twitter. Somebody wrote, quote, is this how you spell lasonia? L-A-S-O-N-I-A. To which Martin replied, it depends. Are you an African-American neighborhood or an Italian neighborhood or an Italian restaurant? Quote, I knew of the name lasonia. Mm-hmm. I didn't make it up, nor do I find it funny. So to me, the answer was either lasonia with a capital or lasagna, depending on what you meant.
Right.
They sounded alike in this way.
And that's not mean.
Struck me. No, it isn't either. But he said, when the tweet went out, I saw some negative comments and immediately deleted the tweet and apologized. I gathered the perception was that I was making fun of blacks. The story didn't stop there. He said his tweet was picked up and quoted inaccurately by various outlets. He says, well, yeah, I'm sort of stopping here because I think this is another example. It is silly.
It's not like he was trying to be mean intentionally. I mean, and it's just
not
funny.
That kind of a person.
No, we've gotten way too
Why don't we
going
to stop this stuff? We bring these things. I bring them to your attention because I think they're asinine. I just think that everybody, you can find something anywhere to offend you any day, any time. But why? What is there about people and their psyche that brings them around? That's probably a good question for Joy Brown as well. Why do people get themselves so bent out of shape that they think that this is the only way to deal with the protest? Because I don't like what he said. It's offensive. It's racist. Yeah. The Obama administration.
Just before we move on from that, I think they're starting, because I think there's a good angle here, that there's starting to be a backlash to that political correctness.
I think this
year I've heard a lot more people say Merry Christmas than ever before without worrying about saying Happy Holidays.
That's what I'm doing.
And I also think with the Duck Dynasty folks, I think the only people that are really truly outraged by what Phil said are the GLAD people. I mean, people don't seem to be jumping on the get rid of him. If anything, they're trying to support him for his right to say what he wants to say. So I think maybe we're getting over this political correctness a little bit anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that there's somebody who said that. Did Jennifer Aniston have all her hair cut off?
Yeah.
Or is that
a doctored photo? No,
she
has a bob, so it's kind of above her shoulders now.
Really?
I think she had like burnt her hair off.
You said what?
She had a brad.
What's a brad?
She had a bob. She had a Brad.
Like Brad Pitt.
Boo!
Pretty bad.
Roberta.
Yeah, she damaged her hair, so I think she cut it all off.
Oh, is that
short
it
now.
Oh, I got it. Okay. All right. 888-302-3684. Comments galore to Roberta, Jennifer, Doug at DougStephan.com. Dr. Ken joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Stephan here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
About easy money. It's Old Navy's best after holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
In 1942, Eleanor flipped her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey, man. In 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory? The savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with Geico. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Time now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program for Dr. Ken Kronhaus to bring us up to date on a number of the stories that are making medical news this week, brought to you by the folks who bring you Heart Factors Plus. So, a lot of people over the holiday season have eaten a lot of nuts. There have been a lot of people who have speculated. This is sort of science gone awry. When you heard over recent years of all of the allergies and people look out for peanuts, look out for cashews, look out for this nut, that nut. Well, apparently, there is another side to this story, Ken.
Well, this is science winding it back in. And this is this week out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, Doug, that children of women who regularly eat peanuts or tree nuts during pregnancy, they appear to be at lower risk for nut allergies than other kids. This is the first study to demonstrate that a mother who eats during nuts during pregnancies may help build up a baby's tolerance to them after birth. The effects seem to be strongest in women who ate the most peanuts or tree nuts. This was five or more servings per week. And if anyone doesn't know what a tree nut is, I actually looked it up. It's an almond, Brazil nut, cashew, chestnut, filbert, hazelnut, macadamia nut, pecans, pistachios, and walnuts. I'm getting hungry.
You know, this is really annoying. You get right down to the brass tacks of this. How foolish. We all understand, or we all ought to, if we've had any kind of biology, how the immune system works. We were talking about the same basic thing with regard to washing your hands with those antibacterial soaps and other things that affect the immune system. If you have in your system the, in this case, eating nuts, whatever they are, it builds up the immunity in the baby. Well, it seems to me this is common sense.
Well,
and why
the concern here was that some people have been concerned that there's a safety issue with pregnant women eating, consuming all this.
Hmm.
But
who
you
said
know,
that?
Common sense
that
is not
from?
Always what happens.
Some people.
With,
who are some
the human
people?
Body.
Who are the people that said this? Where did it come from? That information. You know, I mean,
it's out there.
I know, but it's like a lot of other stuff that's out there. It's nonsense.
But this reassures people because this is a big deal if you're pregnant these days.
Yeah. It's a big deal because somebody in the news media or some goofball has made it a big deal. It isn't. I mean, you got all these people afraid. There's some schools that don't allow your kids to bring peanut butter sandwiches to school
this
because they're afraid that the kids will trade sandwiches and some kid will have an allergy to peanuts and go, bah, 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 bah. It's nonsense. Okay, I think I got that taken care of. The focus on high blood pressure. Let's talk about the fact that in America, even with all the information, there are a lot of people who don't get it, Ken.
This is out of Circulation, Cardiovascular, and Quality Outcomes, January edition. One in three American adults, we know, Doug, has high blood pressure, but high blood pressure, it's a preventable and treatable risk factor for a heart attack and stroke. But about one quarter of adults who have high blood pressure in America don't know they have it. And among those who do know they have the condition, many are not likely to get it under control.
All right. And then there's a sort of correlative story about people having heart problems in general. And this is the time of year, are they psychological, are they brought about by physical activity or lack thereof, eating too much? What brings this problem around?
Well, not to dampen any spirits, but studies show heart trouble spike this time of year, Doug. The increase includes fatal and non-fatal heart attacks and less serious condition, which is dubbed holiday heart syndrome. It's an irregular heartbeat caused by too much booze. Reasons for the seasonal increase are uncertain. Theories include cold weather, overindulgence, and stress. But flu might also be a factor since the virus can cause inflammation that also can stress the heart. And also people just don't want to go to the hospital this time of year. So symptoms just don't get taken care of.
All right. All the more reason for you to understand the benefit of using Heart Factors Plus.
Doug and gentlemen, if you haven't ordered Heart Factors yet, this is your best chance. There's only one left in the Heart Factors Plus Christmas and holiday season sale at Chamonix. Heart Factors Plus, it's an all-natural formula. It boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boost libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. Heart Factors will work for you or your money back. No questions asked. Give yourself the gift of healthier blood pressure and improved cardiovascular health. Might just be the very best gift you get this time, this holiday season. So why don't you call them right now?
800-621-6313 is the number. Heart Factors Plus, good all year round. And when you call that number, 800-621-6313. Now, mention Dr. Ken, you get a brand new CoQ10, say it again, CoQ10, CoQ10 fish oil formula, 800-621-6313.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This week in 1970, the final week of the year for the top five songs, and see what you remember and what you liked about the pop music that was in vogue during the last week of December 1970. At number five, Carlos Santana and his first big tune came out of his first big album, Black Magic Woman. How many people remember this? Everybody remembers this, right?
Yeah. Who wasn't there for it, but I know it.
Interesting week for pop music. Richie always loves that guitar, Santana perfected.
That's great.
Really good guitar work at that time. Number four.
Not three times on the ceiling.
Smile song.
Oh, come on, Roberta.
What's the matter with you, Roberta? Are you really that stuck up that you can't enjoy a little bubblegum music?
Yeah. So horrible.
Oh, it's great stuff. I remember how many times I used to play these songs by Tony Orlando and enhanced by my trip with him over to Iraq when we did that 4 years ago. All right, so this was number four, Tony Orlando. Number three, the last week of 1970, belonged to Smokey Robinson. Tears of a Clown. Number two, Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. made up most of the fifth dimension.
One less egg to fry.
This was never one of my favorite groups. They had a number of pop hits, though.
I've never heard this.
Interesting story. You never heard this song? Really?
No, I don't think so.
Huh. Roberta, you know this song, right?
Yes, absolutely.
But all I do is cry.
What a downer.
I know. All right, let's get to the number one song. It's not a downer. George Harrison's first attempt on his own to make it to the top, and he made it. My Sweet Lord, from this week in 1970, was in the top five songs for the whole year, as a matter of fact, I remember. What a great, 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 great blend of pop and all the influences in his life. Crank it up, Michael, will you?
Really want to see you.
Is it embarrassing that a if I had to listen to one of these five songs, it'd be Tony Orlando.
Really? Like, of all of them, which one is your favorite?
Tony Orlando is my fave of all five.
It would be a toss-up between Tony Orlando and George Harrison for me during that week in 1970. So, here we have some musical considerations for your listening and dancing pleasure. 26 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fassanetta. The Spitzers are calling it quits.
I saw
this
that.
This is shocking.
Splitsville.
Who would have thought it?
Done.
Who would have thunk?
5 years it took her. What's her name? Silda? His wife. His wife's name
Mrs.
is Silda.
Mrs. Spitzer is what I like to call her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wonder if she wrapped it up like under the Christmas tree and said like a note that just said bye-bye or something.
I don't think they celebrate
Christmas true, Hanukkah.
At the house.
Maybe it was, you know, day 8 of Hanukkah. Bye-bye.
We have agreed not to make any public statements. The statement issued by the person who's not going to issue any statement said they have not decided whether to officially file for divorce, but they're moving to separate apartments.
Come on.
Apparently, he's been dating a Democratic operative who worked for Bill de Blasio's campaign. So he's married to her. He's dating somebody else. That's swell. What a great,
well,
great...
They probably agreed. They probably were done.
Well,
they
ago.
Agreed to
yeah.
stay together for
so
why X stick, amount of time.
But why stay together, you know,
it's
under
politics.
Certain things? Yeah. This year at Christmas, we imported $1 billion of Christmas tree ornaments from China. $1 billion. Dollars worth of Christmas tree ornaments this year from China. Very sweet. And China's also the leading source of artificial Christmas trees. I thought you'd like to know that. It's 20 hit after
perfect.
A good day. Yeah,
it's
perfect.
Called a serial story, a tale written by many writers.
Each time you start a new chapter, you sort of have to get into the rhythm and the cadences of that author's voice.
I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus. Now some famous writers have collaborated on a new mystery called Inherit the Dead. Alan Fellow is an editor for AARP Media.
Big names like Stephen L. Carter, C.J. Box.
Which chapter would be the hardest to write? Would it be the first, the last, or the middle, or what?
I would say yes to all three. I think the first is difficult because you have to establish the characters and the plot. The one I'm most looking forward to, because I'm most familiar with his work, is the final chapter in Inherit the Dead, which is written by Lawrence Block, who simply has no equal.
And you haven't read that yet.
I haven't gotten there, but I'm relishing the prospect.
20 famous mystery writers wrote Inherit the Dead, and the New York Times says it stands on its own 40 feet very well. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Stephen, Good Day program. Dr. Joy Brown will join us in a few minutes, talking about a number of things. I want to talk to her about the over-reliance we have on drama when it comes to things like the Steve Martin, the unfortunate tweet, and how there were people who were upset because they could have been offended by whatever the meaning was of this word, that word, and other. Come on.
Just say it. Get a life. Come on.
Yeah, well, it's upsetting that people would work that hard to find something that was wrong. There's plenty of stuff that's wrong to work that hard at. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, so a fellow in Georgia. That sounds like the beginning of a. There once was a fellow from Georgia. Right? There's a limerick there.
I was thinking that the devil went down to Georgia.
Uh-huh. Well, this is a fellow who's a homeowner, says he hopes he didn't offend anybody. Here we go! Another story about being offended! He didn't want to offend anybody by his Christmas decorations. There was a mannequin with outstretched arms entangled in a string of Christmas lights, clinging to a ledge. And this was so real, it prompted an emergency response to his house. Guy's name is Bubba Murphy. He told the television station, somebody passing his house with their children thought the display looked so realistic, they called 911. Fire officials told him to take the display down. Display had a ladder toppled over in the front yard. I wouldn't have taken it down.
Well, remember,
what
just
business does the fire department have in telling you to take down a Christmas display?
The taste police. But remember, a few weeks ago, there was the guy, or no, it was at Halloween, who had like fake legs coming out from underneath his car or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And someone thought it was really a dead body in the driveway.
Yeah,
life people. Gosh, put those glasses on before you take a walk.
Yeah, right. Poll today at DougStephan.com. How did we stay safe, by the way, all these years? before there were all of these people that were out there to protect you.
We were just talking about
yourself.
That last night, actually. For Christmas dinner, we were, my dad and my dad's cousin were talking about how, you know, in, like, you didn't wear seatbelts. You were driving around in these, you know, steel cars that never crashed. I mean, you crashed and they would just bounce off of each
helmet.
Other.
Right, yeah.
And then then we started talking about all the places that you need helmets now. Like, you have to wear helmets to ski. Mm-hmm. You have to do, it's just so silly. I guess it makes sense, but.
Speaking of silly.
Yes.
There's a new cologne, just over $100.
I see.
You can have a cologne that appeals to cows.
What?
Cows. There's a new cologne. Colognes don't typically...
Also keep smuggers away.
And everybody else.
This is this was written up in Modern Farmer. That's what I saw. And then we pass it along. It's posted at DougStephan.com. Farmer's Cologne out of Maine sells for $110 a bottle and has the unique selling point that cows seem to like it. It's something they
smell like booze? Because don't they like the mashup stuff? What's it called?
Yeah.
Silage.
Silage, yeah, they do. Yeah. I don't know. I have not smelled it yet. I'm hoping somebody will get me a bottle, belated Christmas present. It's for the chic. It's my head.
For the chic farmer.
Yeah, for the chic farmer everywhere. That's what the promotional stuff is. You can wear it and not upset the sensitive noses of your bovine friends. Lisa Brodar mixed natural oils and the essences of sandalwood, sage. Let's see, what other things you got? It's got a woody, earth, and musky smell
to it. I'm sure the musky smell is there, yes.
Let's see here. The story, actually, I saw yesterday in the L.A. Times. You probably didn't see this, Jennifer. A fellow there who reviews this sort of thing gave the cologne a favorable write-up, says it was something that smells like grain and hay.
Perfect. Will drive every woman wild.
Ever so slight medicinal tinge to it.
Two hooves up.
All right.
Grain
exactly.
And hay.
Yeah. All right. Do we just start broadcasting from a restaurant? I hear people doing
that. Someone like serving breakfast. Are we in a cafe?
It's breakfast time on the Good Day program. It is. Why not?
I'll take the short stack with the sausage, please.
What I want to know is back to the eau de cologne or eau de coau or whatever this stuff is called. How about the guy in Brooklyn, Roberta, who wants to move back to the country? This is a great way for him, right? You could at least smell. Like, by the way, it's all organic stuff that's in it. But the story is at DougStephan.com. You want something rare, a cologne. We probably should have promoted this before Christmas instead of waiting until after Christmas. The poll today, how long will you keep your Christmas tree up? A, we've already taken ours down. B, probably till the weekend. C, through New Year's. D, through Epiphany, which is the 6th of January, I think.
Mm-hmm.
E, as long as possible. I remember leaving up a tree until...
I remember you did that. It was like dead, wasn't it?
Oh, it was dead. I had to open the window and take it apart branch by branch and throw it out the window.
You could do that with fake trees, not with the real ones.
No. Our poll yesterday, do you open presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning? 65% of you said Christmas morning. 25% of you said Christmas Eve. 25% said one present on Christmas Eve, the other one on Christmas morning, and then 10% of you said you open them up on Christmas Eve. All right, so I'm trying to keep my fingers on the pulse.
We do Christmas Eve. We've had Christmas Eve, oh yeah, since I was a kid.
And so what did you get that was most unique?
What did I get? Oh, Hobbit mugs.
Hobbit mugs.
And Walking Dead stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got a stand-up karaoke machine.
A stand-up
karaoke machine?
I can actually, if this radio thing doesn't work out, I can get a van and I can travel the country and have, like, karaoke parties at nightclubs for days. It comes with speakers, it stands up, plugs into the TV.
You can do a Christian version of the mikvah van.
Okay.
The mitzvah van.
Don't know what that is.
The mitzvah van that they have in New York that the Hasidim drive around in, and they broadcast music. And
I'm going to do that.
And goodwill.
All right, before we get to Dr. Joy Brown, who will join us in a few moments, I have a 2020 news quiz question.
Okay.
All right?
Ready.
Let's see how good your memory is, how well you're tuned in. Over the holidays, a lot of people tune out the news. So there's a gentleman named Charles Ramsey who is in the news this week, has been in the news the last few months. Why is he in the news? Who is he, first of all, and why is he in the news? I'll give you a hint. You can find the information out at DougStefan.com in the What's New box. You can probably Google it, or maybe you know. Maybe you're smart enough to know who Charles Ramsey is and why is he in the news. 888-302-3684. Common denominator to our conversations here is that we often, I think this helps to bring people in, and actually maybe you could be a it'll be one of our part-time news staffers here. What's the news on Charles Ramsey? 888-302-3684 for a swell prize if you want it. If you don't want it, if you got enough stuff for Christmas, we won't give you anything. You get the satisfaction of knowing you were right. Want to know who Charles Ramsey is, why he's in the news? 888-302-3684. Answer to that, plus Dr. Joy Brown coming right up here on Good Day.
About easy money. It's Old Navy's best after holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with family travel expert Amy Tarakotch. The holidays are a time for celebrating and making memories with family and friends. But traveling during the holidays to see loved ones can be chaotic and stressful. To relieve stress from holiday travel, plan in advance, avoid traveling during peak times when possible, and use a travel rewards card that helps pay for expenses. Family travel expert Amy Tarakotch.
Travel adds another layer of stress to the holidays. But using a credit card with a travel rewards program can help reduce stress by offsetting some travel costs. For instance, most travel rewards programs can help with baggage costs, expensive tickets, and hotel bills. For example, the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card makes redeeming your earned points simple. Just pay for your travel expenses with your card and use your points toward a statement credit later on. If only everything during the holidays was this easy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Massive, Wisconsin.
Talk about easy money. It's Old Navy's best after holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor? Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators and the Vier Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, 139. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Hi, for those of you who do not remember, Jennifer, you remember Charles Ramsey?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Roberta, you remember Charles Ramsey?
Absolutely.
Yep. He's the Cleveland man, for those of you who don't know, and apparently nobody, at least, didn't get through
we
fast
forget.
Enough. But sometimes you do. And you don't know why he's in the news. He's the Cleveland man, remember? Credited with rescuing those three women from the captivity.
He dropped his McDonald's and ran over, remember?
Ariel Castro, exactly, right. Well, you'll be happy to know that he's going to turn all of this into cash.
Great.
There's a book publishing house in Cleveland called Gray & Company that have signed a deal with him for his memoirs.
The book is called Damn.
Huh? You know what would have been a better part or a good part of this to ask if you remember what the name of the three women were who were entrapped and then released. Do you remember any of the names?
Amanda Berry.
Amanda Berry, very good.
Yep.
And that's about it. Yeah, that's all I got.
Michelle Knight.
Okay.
Right, yep.
Gina DeJesus.
There you go.
Right? Anyway, his accounts during the interviews and things that he remembers are part of this book. Bro, I knew something was wrong when this pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Speaking about his own.
Listen to that. It's poetry, really.
It certainly is, yeah. All right, let's get to Dr. Joy Brown. Is here 14 minutes before
poetry
the hour.
Poetry Friday night at my house.
Oh. Great. Right.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Good morning, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Boxing Day.
Yes, it is Boxing Day. All right. So,
St. Stephen.
Yeah, let's talk about something. You're here to inspire us, Dr. Joy.
Okay.
So the new year as it approaches may offer some new ideas, new possibilities for people who are in relationships, in marriages. It may have been a little rocky. Is the new year, I mean, we have all these new beginnings. I love the psychology behind a new year because it is all about freshness, rebirth, new ideas, new possibilities, new things. So how does that work? Do you find that a lot of people, when they call you on your radio program at 855-99 Dr. Joy, noon to 3 East Coast time every day, have in mind ways to try to save relationships or bring them to another level, another dimension at this time of year?
Well, it's an interesting question. I mean, this is the time of year where we do New Year's resolutions, and I have, let me just quickly tell you my stance on that, which is I think it's fine, although if something's been on your list for 3 years in a row, take it off, because you're just self-defeating.
Mm-hmm.
Resolutions should be specific, time-oriented, and fresh, and no more than three.
No more than three. All right, everybody remember that. Hold on. Let's take that first key is three. Don't load yourself down with 10. You're not going to do them anyway. So give yourself a reasonable chance of success by only having three. That's what you're saying, right?
Number one, yeah. Number one is if it's been on your list for more than 3 years, take it off.
Doesn't work.
Every year you say I'm going to lose weight and you don't, take it off.
Yeah.
Try something else this year. Don't perpetuate that notion. So number one is if it's been there for a while, if it's stale, take it off. It should be fresh. Number two, no more than three. Number three, they should be very specific in terms of time and goal. In other words, don't say losing weight, assuming this is the first year. Say, I'd like to lose 10 pounds by February 15th.
Yeah.
Very different. All of a sudden, everything changes. It never hurts to have rewards. It never hurts to do it with a friend. And probably the most valuable thing that I can suggest for New Year's resolutions is figure out three things that you did well this year. Because almost by definition, a resolution says, didn't work. Yeah. So if you want to start from a position of strength, not weakness. So this was the year that, I finally cleaned off my desk. Or this was the year I finally asked for a raise. Or this was the year I finally started exercising. So start, everything should be as specific as possible, both what you've achieved and what you hope to achieve. Now, when you move to the area of relationships, you're talking about something that is much more complicated because, in theory, it's not something that you have total control over. Whether or not you get up in the morning and work out is primarily up to you. A relationship, other than I'm going to take myself off house arrest, or I'm going to go online, or I suppose I could be nicer to my kids, or I'm going to go out, I'm going to have a weekly date, involves somebody else. So there's often some negotiation involved. So if you're going to do that, you need to think about, again, what the strength is. We're getting along better as opposed to this relationship's gotten really dull because you've got to convince somebody else and you want to start from a position of strength. And second of all, how are you going to compel them? What's in it for them to try and do what you want to do without, again, being negative about the relationship? So it may be, I value you so much and I'm looking so much, forward to growing old with you. But it occurs to me I've gotten sloppy about telling you I love you, or I've gotten sloppy about sitting in front of the TV or just taking you to a movie and getting a slice of pizza. I want to start having real dates. So could you put aside next Friday night? I'll get a babysitter. Let's start together.
Mm. All right. Some really good ideas. You like them? Dr. Joy Brown is here. Happy New Year to you. We'll talk to you in the new year.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
I Can Fly by R. Kelly from the movie Space Jam. The song was at the top of the charts, the movie doing well at the end of 1996. So we go back there for movie music. Chuck Curry is off today, out and about with his family, having a good time, hopefully. That would be the presumption. It's and hopefully you're having a good time as well. 54 past the hour. Time for a contest that goes into the number one movie that took place during this week in 1971. I have some trivia about the movie and its star after we figure out what the movie is. I think it's going to be pretty easy for you to do that. You'll call us at 888-302-3684 once you figure out what the movie is. And then after that, we'll have some movie news. Jennifer's got some. I have some. In the meantime, let's get to the meat, the heart of the matter, which is the audio from the contest. Three different clips. Figure out the movie. 888-302. Doug, here are the first bits of sound.
Well, I'm all broken up about that man's rights.
Really?
Talk about politically incorrect. Ah, 888-302-3684. What's the name of the movie? Next clip.
You know, you're crazy if you think you've heard the last of this guy. He's going to kill again. How do you know? Because he likes it.
All right. Remember?
I don't know this one.
Oh, please.
I don't.
Yeah, you do. 888-3. Everybody knows this one. 888-302-3684. Here's the last one.
Bet you a nickel.
You're thinking that you fired six shots or only five. Oh. I'll tell you the truth, I forgot myself and all this excitement. But being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off. You could ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Okay. I know it. I've never seen it.
Yeah, it really set up. It was today. You couldn't produce this movie the way with the content. Well, the violence you could produce, but you couldn't have the lines in it. They had in this movie. It wouldn't make it.
Not PC, huh?
No.
People get upset on Twitter.
Ah, isn't it really? Isn't that it's so annoying. 888-302-3684. Anyway, identify the movie and the star. I have a little story about the movie, in fact. We have some other movie news coming up here on Good Day.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all 10 more appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all 10 more appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at valid 1226 through 105. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exogen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all 10 more appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all 10 more appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at valid 1226 through 105. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
All right, 888-302-3684. In terms of movie news, things that are going on. Actually, Jennifer, I think you had some things that you were...
I do. I have news about the X-Men movie that's coming out. Yeah. One of the original X-Men stars, Anna Paquin, she's been cut out of the upcoming movie X-Men Days of Future Past, which hits theaters May 23rd, 2014. The director, Bryan Singer, revealed over the weekend that Rogue, that's the character's name, was initially supposed to be in a rescue sequence, but the scene has been taken out, which means she's out of the film completely. And then also another X-Men news, Jennifer Lawrence and her boyfriend, Nicholas Hoult, who met on set and in the X-Men franchise, they want out of the franchise. They say they are both contracted for three films, and they were reportedly upset to find out that there was a third film coming out in 2016. They're ready to quit.
It's called Read the Contract.
Read the fine print.
Yeah, they'll lose money. That's what they're worried about. All right, let's see here. Looks like Shirley in Westchester might have a shot at this. Hi, Shirley. Merry Christmas.
Hi,
how are you doing? Nice to
Merry
hear you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Is it Dirty Harry?
It is Dirty. It's the original Dirty Harry movie with Clint Eastwood. Do you know the role was offered to John Wayne first? He said no. Paul Newman second said no. Frank Sinatra third said no. That's how Clint Eastwood got.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.